It's the Bad Advice Show.
Good morning. Good night. Good afternoon. It is the Bad Advice Show. Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing? It's me, Gordon Baker Bone, here with the two dopest hosts in the world. To my left, please put your hands together for the one, the only, Mel, everybody.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello, technical difficulty.
And to my right, put your hands together for our good friend. Y'all know him. Y'all love him. Sarone Russell, everybody.
Hey, what's happening, Gordon? Hey, Mel.
What is happening is correct. I had to go to the hospital and finally get that tubey doobie taken out of my stomach. And I want to give props to any person that can have 7 inches in their stomach poking around. Because, listen, I used to think it was funny. It's not funny.
to jab
someone's insides. Like I say this as someone that used to laugh and giggle when you hit the back. But no, it's not funny. It hurts.
This what you want to be when Jesus comes back?
No, I'm asking for forgiveness. I've experienced it. Like I feel I'm here to repent.
Gordon got the bottom knocked out.
Yeah. She was not gentle at all. She pulled out 3 inches and I was like, oh, is that it? And she's like, no, it's still 4 more. I was like, oh no.
For those of you who are just tuning in to this part, this is not something that went terribly wrong on a sexual or ordeal. What happened was Gordon was had a surgical procedure and had a tooth in his stomach for drainage for New Jersey doctor did before. And he had to get the tube removed today. And Gordon figured out today that jabbing around on people's inside is not cool.
It's really not. Don't be jabbing around inside people's bodies, man. That's so fucked up, man. I'm mad I'm this age and I had to learn that now. I was gripping that little tissue paper that was on there. Both hands like, oh, this is not cool. This is not cool. Oh my God. You ever done that to somebody before? You ever poked around in somebody and thought it was funny?
I mean, I got 5 kids.
Okay. Mel, you ever had that happen? Yeah.
I kind of
feel all right, I get
profile
it.
That you're just asking if I've had that happen to me. So
oh no, I was asking, have you done it to somebody? Yeah.
Well, 5 inches, no.
You know what? Before we bring the media down on ourselves, how about we stop Mel at 5?
Yeah,
let's stop Mel at 5.
Yeah, I don't want to hear any horror stories because, like, after what I experienced today, So how have y'all been? What's been up with you guys?
I am currently laughing my ass off inside my head because Bob Baffert, famed Kentucky horse trainer, just found out that what was the baby's name that won the race?
Oh, I don't even know the horse's name, but I think I know who you're talking about.
Splendid something, Manor Splint.
Yeah.
Teriyaki Chicken won the Kentucky Derby, right? Well, they did a drug test after the thing, and the horse popped on the piss test.
That's okay.
I just like the fact that go ahead.
I was just gonna say they pop for anti-inflammatories, you know, which could be like a painkiller and let a horse run harder. And what's killing me is I was thinking to myself, if you give a horse anti-inflammatories, how big is a Motrin do y'all think for a horse?
I'll be damned, because usually the term is horse pills. So is it the size of a regular Motrin that, like, oh, so no. is I mean, is it like a regular Motrin to them? Is it a Motrin 800? First of all, it's really fucked up to do that. I have to say that. I'm sorry. But also, the idea of a horse like tossing their mane around, like, I gotta have that Aleve, baby. I suck your dick. I'm not going to the good place.
No, you are not.
A horse on the horse. Oh man, I just like how Bob was acting like, I can't believe that horse was doing drugs. Like, bitch, are you serious?
Like, the horse went to Dwayne Reed.
Right. Like, this horse like this horse took a flight to Baltimore, was down in the west side. Like, yo, anybody got that WMD, got that killer, got a race coming up, baby.
Did you just say the horse was in Amsterdam from The Wire?
Oh man, yo, it's a horse now here. What you want? Yo, give him what he want.
You don't care that I'm a horse? I serve anybody, baby.
I'm just picturing a cop seeing a horse make a sell, like make a buy, and they chase the horse, and the horse takes off.
And this is a Kentucky Derby horse. This horse is not getting caught.
This horse is a diabetic.
Oh my God. Damn. You know the fucked up part about it is too? So many people lost money. And so many people won money off this drugged up horse. And now they got to figure out how they're going to either reimburse or what the fuck's going to happen. You know how pissed I would be if I lost because some drugged up horse beat me?
Right. Oh. They said if they withhold, if they uphold the drug test results, then they give it to the second place winner. That'll be the winner, and then they got to pay all them bets out. It's just gonna be a mess.
Okay, so wait, everyone that won the first time, they just keep their money and dip.
I would. I'd be damned if shit. You pay me out on teriyaki chicken, and I win. I'd be damned if you get that money back from me.
You gonna beat my ass and come take it?
Oh yeah! Imagine that. Could you imagine if they actually went door to door? Hey, it looks like teriyaki chicken is not the one we need. You'll be sitting at the door, nigga. I don't know you. I wasn't at the Kentucky Derby. Yes, you were. You had this hat.
See, sir, you're still. That's the whole time we thought it was fashion, and that's so you could be identifiable when the bullshit happens.
Hell yeah.
You just like Carmen San Diego at the Kentucky Derby. Out of your fucking face and shit. Oh shit. I knew that horse was fucked up.
He was in the gate licking his lips and shit.
They come out with like a little calendar installment plan so you can see like your repayment every 2 weeks.
Man. Yeah, you got to send us back 270 every 2 weeks.
Every two.
You out your mind?
Apparently horses aren't that much money.
Shit.
Did you know that?
Yeah. I mean, how much do you think a lot of money?
How much do you think a horse costs? How much do you think
a horse breed for like $2 or $3 million a shot after they retire?
So like to buy a horse.
Yeah.
To buy a horse, like by itself buying a horse, maybe that's affordable, but the actual housing, feeding, cleaning, medical care for that motherfucker, that's not affordable. Yeah. At all.
Yeah, like a regular horse would just cost you about 2 pugs, honestly. Oh, white folk love me. Asthmatic dogs.
Oh, wait, I looked it up. Championship quality thoroughbreds cost between $100,000 and $300,000 to purchase, and then $45,000 a year in expenses.
So none of that shit is affordable. What the fuck are you talking about, God?
I thought it was more than that. I thought, like, as soon as you bought a horse, it was like, this is a $1 million horse. I thought it was like NFTs or some shit. I don't know. I thought it was like trading cards.
No. That horse is 45 grand. Shit, it cost me 24 grand to feed 30 pound people in daycare. So what you think it costs a 1200 pound horse?
Oh my God, I just realized, like, damn. Yeah, for two kids, you can have a horse.
Could have been in the Derby. Yeah.
You're not going to run on nothing? Fuck.
Oh, my God.
You going to put the baby on boogie back?
Absolutely.
What'd you say? How mad would you be?
So we've been calling this horse Teriyaki Chicken, and I refuse to look up the real name because he's a dope horse. What would y'all name y'all Kentucky Derby horse?
Ooh.
This is your thoroughbred. You just paid $300K for him and spent 45 grand to feed him for the year. He getting ready to race. What is they saying when he come out the gate?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's the horse's name. Oh, fuck.
My horse would be named Close My Damn Screen Door.
Close My Damn Screen Door. That's a great name.
That's a great name. And close my screen doors.
Close my damn screen door.
Close my damn screen doors. It's closing the gate. And it is close my screen door at the line.
Coming in last. Oh, fuck.
I just see you in a big ass hat and the boats out throwing your money and slips and shit into the damn grass. Kicking dirt and shit.
Oh, am I the only person who imagines him in a red zoot suit doing all this?
Absolutely. Of course. Of course I'm wearing a zoot suit. I'm wearing the one. Exactly like Malcolm X. Oh, man. And I'm having a dude look like Spike Lee right next to me, too. We're gonna walk with our shoulders up front. Yo, they had to walk like that all the time, just swaying like that. That was, wow, such a rhythmic walk.
Yeah, I mean, if you put the suit on, you gotta have the walk too.
Oh man, zoot suits, man. I wish they would make a comeback.
An experience.
When did zoot suits make a comeback?
You remember Mambo Number 5 and that swing dance revival in the early 90s?
Mm-hmm. I wonder if he's still making that money.
Hell yeah.
Was that early 90s or, I mean, was that the 90s or early 2000s?
That was the 90s.
The 90s. 90s.
Lou Bega, something. How you say his name?
Lou Bega. Yeah,
Lou Bega. I am going to pull my, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit of Monica in your
that
life.
That was the late 90s.
Late 90s? Okay.
Yeah. That Mamba, the swing thing was earlier 90s, but Mamba Number 5, that was late 90s. And the only reason I know that is because I had my first grown-up job and I was a grown-up. Yeah.
Wait, was Mamba Number 5 like Lou Bega? Was he the first Bruno Mars?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
But I'm kind of a Bruno Mars fan, so I might not be the most objective person here.
Oh man, I can't wait for concerts to start back up. It's gonna be so much cocaine at his concerts.
So much. He might start off his shows like LeBron used to start off every game. Just throw an ounce in the air.
That's how he keeps the energy all show.
Bruno, I am so sorry. I know that's just pixie stick dust, baby. Please don't hold it against me.
I haven't seen him take a drink of water this whole time.
Think ain't took a sip.
I guess I'm gonna just go ahead on and cross have Bruno perform at my children's wedding off the list, because that's
all
gonna
happen.
Yeah. I mean, if he sees us, he's gonna fight.
Yeah. I'm gonna leave the door open. That's such a good, smooth song. At first when I heard it, I was like, man, I don't know if I like this. And then like just like two words and I was like, yeah, I like this.
I need more now. Like that wasn't enough. That wasn't enough to hold me for this many months. Has it just been 2 months? I don't care. Wasn't enough. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been 2 months, and that song just, it was, it still is everywhere. Leave the door.
I mean, it is. It's a great song. It's just, I think everybody is waiting for them. They've been waiting for individual projects from them. So them teaming together and then it's good. Yeah, no, you got to tell people that when the shit is almost done.
Yeah.
You're about to lose our damn minds.
Oh my God. Are they like the, are those two like the fucking J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar of R&B?
I don't think so, because they're not terrible.
Ooh.
I like Kendrick. I do.
And we got shots fired down here.
I want to listen to both of their music. So no, they're not the same thing.
Okay. All right. Oh, man.
I would actually stay awake for this project. So.
Wow. Ooh. I'm going to say it's putting her
to sleep. Wow. Spicy. Right. Yeah, I don't... I'm not big on that dude. I don't know what it is. I just don't buy him. It's something about him that's just not for me.
What you not and buying it, about him?
I told you, I don't know. It's just, it's like Big Luther Skrull. It don't turn all the way over. I don't know. And I have tried. And he has like a couple of little joints that I like, but to listen to a whole album of that, oh my goodness, just floss my eyeballs.
Like, are you just a that? That's what you're giving me?
I thought I was on Crank Yankers. Ain't no way.
Damn, not Crank Yankers.
Uh-uh. When everybody was like platinum with no features, I was like, wow, we are in some dark times.
Yeah.
Platinum? Whew. That's bold. But I mean, he did it. So, you know, I can be wrong, I guess. I just don't get it.
Dude, not a lot of people do. And that's okay. Like, not everybody. It's like,
I mean, it's gotta be a lot of people that nigga went platinum. So somebody do.
I'm just excited to get back to concerts because I want to see a major star get booed again.
Oh my God. Who have you seen actually get booed?
Drake at the Tyler Creator concert.
You were there? Were you physically there?
I wasn't physically there, but it was great to watch.
Have you ever been in a place? Well, you're in comedy, so I guess
I've seen tons of people get booed.
Yeah.
Some rightfully so, and some you're like, damn, it's fucked up. Let them try.
Go ahead, baby. Finish your joke.
Yeah. But yeah, watching people get booed is quite. Whew, it's thrilling. Shit, like, you know, you're me. Next.
Yeah, that's a part of me. I'm like, fuck, I still gotta go.
You know what? That's my first piece of bad advice. Boo somebody today, whether it's at work, whether it's on a Zoom call, whether it's in traffic. Don't even honk your horn. Just roll down your window. Boo.
Yes, do it on a Zoom call. Unmute your mic and boo.
Boo your fucking kids. What they doing? That's so great. Let them know what the fuck is real.
Mommy, I made you this. Boo!
Boo! What is this, a giraffe? A plane? Get the fuck out of here.
And that's how serial killers are born.
Picture, it'd be so funny if someone had kept the Sandman hook in their house.
Oh my God, would I hook my kids? You know what the nonsensical jokes my 5-year-old has told me?
Don't do it like that.
hit that siren. Have somebody come out with the hook.
All my 5-year-old jokes are just an excuse to say poop and fart.
And then he had a butt. Like, what the?
Exactly.
You're just shit like saying that. Words.
I like the fact that, like, that is like the comedy gold for a 5-year-old is butt and poop. So I'm just like, damn, if you pee yourself, you know you fucked up. I'm glad you have that realization. Oh, man. Oof. Oh, can I can tell y'all this. I went to go visit my my grandmother. She's getting better. So I went to go visit her and help clean her house. And while I was there, she gave me a family heirloom. I don't want any judgment when I tell you guys this, but I was cleaning out her linen closet with my other cousins. And as we're cleaning, there were some half boxers in the closet. And I was like, Grandma, what do you do with this? I was like, I clean the house with these. And I was like, whose boxers are these? Well, that's your grandfather's boxers. My grandfather's been dead for quite some time. So.
Oh, my God.
So I hand them to her because she had like a moment when she said that. She's like, oh, them Herbs boxes. And she looked at them. And then as she looked at them, she was like, I want you to have it.
Yeah.
Damn it. And you can't turn that down.
No, you can't.
I feel like sometimes grandmother's got, she got to be punking you, right?
Oh, no, she's dead ass.
I can make this motherfucker do anything.
And even if that if she is punking me, well, I'll accept it.
Right. Like, what you gonna do?
These are Herbs boxes.
You should have booed her.
I got them have boxes in the crib now. And now I think I'm a frame them.
You should have booed them boxes.
Yeah.
You got boo, Grams.
Boo.
Put the mortgage in my name, boo. Oh man. Have y'all ever gotten any like weird gifts from family?
Yeah.
Oh please, this is gonna be good. What'd you get?
Pretty sure my granddaddy gave me a knife with a body on it.
Did he have a story when he handed it to you or nah?
Not about the murder, because you know old black people in the South don't talk about what they've done. They just give you shit and some wisdom. He basically had, I had graduated from boot camp and I was in the Marines. He said, you're a man now. You made me proud and I'm glad you're doing something with yourself. He said, you ought to be able to protect yourself everywhere you go. And he handed me this hook bill knife that was sharp as fuck. And he said, this don't serve me well as long as I've been here. I ain't never had no trouble when I had this on me. And I know that meant he had trouble.
And he solved it.
I have one question.
Please.
Was there any, was it super clean?
Absolutely.
Oh, he's killed several motherfuckers with that.
Yes. God bless him.
Yeah, anytime a knife got a nice shine to it, something went wrong. The knife is clean. The blood's still in his mind. That's all that is.
The blood is in his mind.
Oh my God. Mel, you got anything that your family handed down to you?
Shit. It's my family is categorically weird. So I wouldn't say it was like no. My family would give me like weird gifts. They weren't big. I didn't get any of the heirlooms, but I wasn't exactly the favorite grandchild. On either side. No. I just didn't get those things, right? But I would get weird gifts. Like, remember when Cabbage Patch Kids came out?
Yeah.
But we didn't get Cabbage Patch Kids, but my grandfather, he got us like these imitation Cabbage Patch Kids. And it was the scariest shit I have ever looked at in my life. It was like a Cabbage Patch Kid and a My Buddy had a baby and the baby worshiped Satan.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
You supposed to sleep by that?
And yeah, that was my companion.
You had a collard green kid.
Mel had a stewed cabbage kitty.
Fucking kale kid. Look at this.
Damn it.
Oh, man.
I do one thing. I mean, not so much handed down to me, but I'm in my childhood home, which I will never stop saying because I love it. And the thing, we still have the same light fixtures that we had in 1979 when they built the house. So, yeah.
That's dope.
The very same light fixtures. Yep.
Is that safe?
apparently.
All right. Just want to make sure you're good.
Yeah, no. It's, I mean, you know, they were still building shit in 1979. They were still building shit in 1979.
My granddaddy built his house and we built all our uncle houses. Them shit's gonna stand for 150. Shit, my sister now lives in the house that my great, let's see, what would he be? My three-time great grandfather built, like, that shit been standing since the 1850s or some shit. So they were just built to last. Not the 1850s. Yeah, the 1850s.
Oh, man. See, I wish I had something like that in my family. All I got is
no,
underwear.
You don't. This motherfucker's haunted.
What?
You know, man, people have passed through that house. How many Hanks are in that motherfucker?
That's one thing black people don't do. We don't fuck around with ghosts. We don't be entertaining it. That's why I'm like, whenever. What'd you say?
No. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, fucking. If, like, I get amazed when I see black people that, like, are avid believers because it's either they believe, but they won't say shit about it and tell you a very cryptic story. And you're like, hey, man, you ever seen a ghost? And then they turn pale white and they look off in the distance, distant, and you're like, yeah.
No details.
They just say, yeah, and you just move on. White people, they got so many other stories. Yes, I felt the spirit. I called to it. I saw this figure that wasn't mine. Nah, black people just go, yeah. And move the fuck on.
Move on. Because we don't want to bring that shit up. We don't want to talk that shit up no more. We don't want that to happen ever again. The first time you see your grandfather standing at the foot of your bed in the middle of the night, you like, you know what?
I'm stupid. I'd be like, yo, what you want? I got work in the morning.
I got work in the morning. I'm 32 now.
Oh, man. Whew. Mel, you ever see a ghost before? Or
my mom comes to me, which my family would probably shit hearing me say that, but my mom comes to me pretty often.
That's dope. And
yeah, it's dope. It's kind of intrusive, but
you're not doing anything inappropriate, are you?
I mean, I'm always doing something inappropriate. I'm 40 fucking 40 years old, but usually when she comes to me, it's like I'm in like a half dream state, and it's very intense. It's super intense, and it's different because now I'm in the last house she lived in, so yeah. Her energy is very present here, and it's not intimidating. It's just kind of me not having a clear-cut view on what I think the afterlife is, but not being able to ignore what I'm seeing and feeling. It's just a lot.
The afterlife is the only place that I start believing in, like, signs and, like, astrology. Because, like, I'm like, oh, if there's afterlife, that astrology might be real. And, like, when I go to heaven, I want to hang out with Jesus because he's a Capricorn also. Jesus, Dr. King. I'm just thinking all the cool Capricorns. There's only one bad Capricorn that we don't bring up, R. Kelly. We just gonna tell him he gotta sit over there.
Oh, you ain't gonna have to tell him shit because he won't be up there.
I hate that I know he's a Capricorn because of that funky ass song he had.
What funky song?
There's some song where the chorus is literally "Inside your walls there will dwell a Capricorn." This is the nigga y'all can't let go of. Get the fuck out of my face.
What's the worst?
This nigga was terrible.
Oh, he was the worst.
And y'all terrible for liking that ignorant ass shit. You ought to be ashamed of your damn selves.
It's so weird.
I mean, like, he had a couple of little bops. I can't say that he was a no talent hack, but he sure wasn't all that all this for what y'all be doing.
Hey, are you really think that when we get up there, we're gonna be separated by well, not when us three get up there, because we ain't going either.
Okay, y'all cute.
They're gonna put us on timeout. We're gonna be up there, but they're gonna put us in like
I'll be trying, like maybe I'm gonna get there, but this I'm gonna be on a long
we're gonna be a wait list.
Wait list. I'm definitely gonna be waitlisted.
They're gonna be like, gonna be like
we're gonna be sitting outside with that little thing that buzzes at Applebee's. Bad advice show party of three. Bad advice show party of three.
Yeah, fuck. It only took 10 years.
Bad advice show go sit back down. Bad advice show go sit go back sit down.
Right the fuck back down. Damn it.
Shouldn't have even talked. Can I at least get a drink?
It's gonna be man. R. Kelly walking by to spit in the cup for you. Cause you wanna be a smart motherfucker.
Oh my god. Speaking of music, oh man, I saw some interesting news I did not know. Did you know that Michael Jackson is the king of petty?
Yes.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
I did
very
not.
Very quietly, one of the most petty people you've ever experienced.
Oh, my God. I knew what he did to Paul McCartney, which I thought was a boss move, but I had no idea that what he did to Eminem.
Yeah.
He bought same Eminem's thing. Back catalog.
Yeah.
Did it like a smooth criminal. Eminem just had to eat that.
Yeah. God. Nothing you could do. Made a diss song about Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson said, interesting. I could go to the studio or I could go to the bank and buy your goddamn future.
But Michael Jackson is a Virgo.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Are they known for the
penny? I don't know if y'all realize that, but they keep receipts and accounting.
Huh. Mm. Did not know that.
Beyonce is a Virgo.
That explains
lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Michael Jackson said something fucked up as he bought or was on his way to buy Eminem's catalog. Back to the trailer park with you.
Took some of that money and bought his mama a fur coat.
Hell yeah.
You should love your mother, Eminem.
Mm.
2300 Jackson Street. Oh my God. And Eminem just had to eat that. And he even had to file bankruptcy. Shit.
I'm just imagining Michael up there like, sounds terrible. Eating caviar out of turtle shell and shit.
Blanket, come look at Marshall be poor. Oh, that's fucked up.
But it's funny.
It's funny as shit. Just to know after all that shit Eminem talked, he couldn't beat the king of pop. He bullied everyone in the industry. Turn right back around. Look at him. Whew. Is Michael Jackson like the greatest artist bully of all time?
Let's see.
Better than Rick James? Because Rick James used to give Prince the blues.
Yeah, he did. He did give Prince the blues. He stole all of Prince's fucking synthesizers.
That's an Ohio nigga if I ever met one.
No, he's a Buffalo nigga.
He's a Buffalo. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah. One of the random rough and tumble Buffalo niggas. He stole all the shit and recorded the album, but then sent it back.
Jeez. The crackhead shit was Rick James on.
Crack.
They were on tour. They were on tour together. Rick liked Prince's sound during the tour, and instead of asking him could he hold his shit, he just took his truck
What the fuck?
Recorded Street Dreams with it. Not Street Dreams. What the fuck is the name of that album? You know the cover when you see it. He's standing there in a black suit with the red boots on.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, recorded that album and then sent the shit back.
Damn, Rick James is a monster.
It's like me taking your, it's like me liking your set. And you got a, and me and you on tour together and I take your microphone.
Street songs.
Street songs.
Oh,
I take your microphone without telling you. Go do a special with it and then mail it back to your house. You hadn't been able to perform this whole time.
In thigh-high boots.
In thigh-high boots. I show up to your house. Hey, go and brought your microphone back.
Motherfucker, you had this? I've been posting bulletins all over trees around town.
Yeah, I stole your microphone, nigga.
I just pictured a piece of paper with a drawn microphone with the words reward.
Meanwhile, I'm on NBC just flaming on the shit.
Fuck. Damn, I did not know. I did not know Rick James and Michael Jackson was getting down like that.
Oh, yeah.
Killer be killed.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Whew. I've been talking about music way too much this week. That's the only thing that's giving me some solace because, like, I got to go back to work now. They're like, they reopened it and everything. And I just realized I got a vaccine to go to work.
You forgot about that part of it?
Yeah, he was thinking about the fun part of it. He wasn't thinking about the work shit.
Yeah, I think people forgot about that. Everyone was like, yay, yay. Wait, I got to go back in the office. I don't want to do that shit. Mm-mm, that ain't fun. Fuck you. Oh, get this shit out of me. You think that's the reason why some people ain't getting the back? It's because they don't want to go back to work?
Nah.
That
Damn. Would be too much like normal.
The ones who ain't getting the pack ain't got no job anyway.
You are absolutely correct. Everybody that's talking about they not getting the back literally is just sitting at home. I never understood people that don't like to work. I don't know what that is about me. I like money.
Ain't you West Indian?
Yeah.
That's what it is about.
Okay. Okay.
It's in your DNA to have two or three jobs.
I really do. I tell jokes, I fly drones, and every now and then a little bit of weed. Oh man. Wait, did they
legalize call it reefer?
Reefer. Did they legalize brown y'all yet?
No, not by me.
Okay. Rome? Probably not.
Decriminalized.
Yeah.
Decriminalized.
Yeah, it's decriminalized. I think it's decriminalized almost everywhere now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait for them to start opening it back up. And like start just let y'all think it's gonna be wild when they let everybody just start smoking weed again? I mean, like just let freely just be with weed, or is it just gonna be like we're gonna have a good month and then it's gonna die down again?
It's not gonna be that. I don't know. People say you can smell Denver, so
yes, you can. I've been in Denver. Know. They be getting twisted.
I mean, I live in a party city, so I don't know how much different it'll be than any other time.
Yeah, New Orleans is a party city. I had a couple friends go down there this past weekend. It was a mom's trip down to New Orleans, and I've never seen so many women 30 plus without their kids so happy. What happens to women when they don't got their kids around, they go on a trip? Like
everything.
I've never seen such joy.
Have you met kids?
Right. I mean, imagine for a moment, you're a parent, you just had to go to the principal's office because, your brother taught your 9-year-old how to start a gambling organization, and now you're in a meeting with the principal. You're counting down until the time that you get on that plane. Now do you get it?
I got it. Okay. Gotcha. All right.
I figured you just needed a working example. That's okay. That's why I'm here.
All right, but explain this. Why when moms get away from their kids, it's such little clothes they be wearing. It'd be the skimpiest. All the skin is showing.
Because they've been in caftans.
Whooping ass.
With Daniel Green slippers.
And yeah. So it's the time now to go back and reclaim their sexy and be themselves. Just be an individual for a second.
And maybe get some dick.
And maybe get some dick.
I like how Mel snuck that in there.
I mean, I didn't think it was a secret. Yeah. Have you met 30-something-year-old women?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yeah. It's quite interesting when they got the kids around. They look at dudes like, hey, you gonna talk or you gonna fuck? Bam.
I like how the 30-year-old women sound like Charles Oakley in your head.
It's aggressive, though.
They say that baby like, said they got a cutoff time. They can't play with you.
They ain't playing either.
Play around.
She sound like Charles Oakley because she's like, you come down this lane, you're going to feel it. Oh, man. She about to foul me. About to do me wrong.
Ma'am, that is a technical. That is a technical, ma'am.
Yeah, 30 plus women are lonely women that will get on top and push your face so they can't see it. They will push.
I want to say he lying. Sometimes.
It's,
yeah.
It's the no look. That's what she calls it.
And then y'all niggas will look at me. No, fuck, no. Shit.
Stop looking at me.
No.
I don't mean to look at you, ma'am, but it sounds like you're doing a spell or chanting. I just want to make sure I'm safe, okay? Just that's it.
No, and the answer is no. You are not. Duh.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's my next piece of bad advice. Take you and your friends on a mommy no kids trip and just let all your hair down.
All of it.
Ugh.
Waxed, waxed, red mat. Yeah.
That's about right. Yeah.
Yo, we're going to do a bad advice show cruise one day and let this debauchery just play out around us.
Yeah, we gotta do that. I still want to have that dry humping room on a cruise ship for those that's not fully committed.
Yeah. I mean, of course.
Yeah,
I would not be going on this cruise, y'all.
Why not?
You're not going on this cruise.
Why not? You got to be on the boat. Wax, wax, and ready to max.
Jesus,
Mary, you got to come on the cruise.
I'll be on a cruise.
Oh, man. We got to, if we do the wax, Vax, Radiator Max, we all got to have one of the names. One of us got to be Wax. The other one has to be Vax.
I'll be Vax.
You definitely have to be Wax, Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
You are definitely Wax.
All right, ladies. Let's get this on.
I will follow behind you with a megaphone like that nigga smooth like a dolphin.
His balls are smooth as eggs.
You goddamn right there. I was scared at first, but now, I see a whole new side. You know, like most estheticians won't wax men because they say it's inappropriate. I don't know if that's a Jersey thing, but yeah.
I think that's a universal thing.
Okay.
I think there's a universe thing. Too many crevices.
Waxing somebody's balls sound dangerous. That feels like an expert job. I don't know.
Yeah. Somebody about to lose a testicle or two. Yeah.
I think you should do it at home. I think you should light a Yankee candle, let it get full and ready, and then dip down.
Just squat and dip. Plus, y'all have like a major vein down there. I can, I can see why that's a specialized.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to be careful.
Area.
Yeah.
I don't think you should surprise a woman with a wax junk anyway, though. Because most women need a heads up on that kind of shit.
Yeah.
I do not care.
You do not really care?
I do not. I am one of those people, and it's just, I trust that, like, the men that I date bathe. So okay. There's that. But I mean, bush, wax, I don't fucking care. Circumcised, it's still dick. I don't, like, are you clean? Do you have an issue? Like, do you not wash yourself? Then that's an issue. But otherwise, yeah, no, I don't fucking care. And I date niggas who wash their ass. So it's
like, I keep telling dudes, yeah, man, you gotta take care of yourself, because women are eating ass nowadays, man. I've seen some videos on the internet, and let me tell you.
Send the media, Lord. Send it now.
That is not. I know women are doing it. It's not behavior that I sanction.
Oh, man, Mel, they bend over like a horse, and.
Not you giving this color commentary, nigga.
I don't even smoke a cigarette, but as I watch, I'm like, this is weird. What am I watching?
Whenever I hear women talk about it, I'm like, why? I'm just so confused.
I'm guessing you eat any man's ass, he ain't gonna leave you alone and gonna buy you whatever he can in his bank account.
Yeah.
I guess.
She didn't have to do that.
I don't know if you have to do that to get that, though.
That's true. That is true. It's a different generation, man. They out here all in between the cheeks.
God bless them.
Oh, man. I got to get me an OnlyFans.
Fourth wave ass eaters.
Good Lord. I hope this doesn't end up in a textbook.
Fourth wave ass eaters. Maybe I should start my own OnlyFans where I ain't doing nothing. I'm just watching other people's OnlyFans and giving commentary.
That sounds like a job for Twitch.
Yeah, that sounds like a job for Twitch. You got to live stream that.
Okay, all right.
But don't live stream the content.
Gotcha.
Because gotcha. The OnlyFans workers still need to get their money.
Got to get their money. Got to get paid.
Oh, man. And I'll play that. We're not giving y'all OnlyFans freebies.
I'm like, OnlyFans is a hilarious place because it's the only place that I've actually seen people go, hey, I'm looking for someone to shoot a scene with. Please be like, what?
I mean, it's bartering at that point. It's a freelance market.
Yeah.
You're trying to hook up with some free agents.
But the truth is, I like that spaces like that exist because that means you get to know who's who. There's a space where, you know, especially when we're dealing with safety, if you want to know who doesn't use condoms, who is abusive, all that, with people interacting that way, I think there can be a benefit for that, for people who are, you know, for health reasons, for safety reasons, whatever.
Yeah, like that. That's true.
Yeah, we need more of that out there in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
In the streets. If you haven't noticed by this point, Bad Advice Show supports sex workers and everything that they do because we are, fifth mongers
and decent motherfuckers. We nasty, but we're human beings.
Yeah,
we respect other human beings.
Just decent fifth mongers.
Yeah, I remember before I got my surgery, as they were about to wheel me out, I was like, wait, I need my phone. I need to unsubscribe just in case I don't make it. I ain't paying for shit I can't see.
Just in case. I don't want the OnlyFans collection bureau to show up to my wake. So sorry about the loss of your son. By the way,
his credit card is not going through at the moment. It was canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just letting you know he owes us $69.95 for this month.
Miss Janet not going to like that.
Oh, man. I just found out she got a tattoo.
Okay.
Yeah, she got one on her wrist. Girl, Yeah, she got one on her wrist. And my brother's such a snitch. He goes, you know, mommy got a tattoo. I was like, all right, she grown. She gave birth.
His word was broken.
Yeah. He's like, I'm getting more tattoos then. Like, really? You could have did that?
Did that on your own, buddy. But now
you're rebelling against your mama getting a tattoo by getting more tattoos? That makes sense.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Adult kids don't like to acknowledge that mama gets to have a life.
I enjoy hearing about my mom's life. I think my mom's life is by far the most fascinating thing in the world. Like, she told us the story about how my grandfather tried to take her from my grandmother, because it was in court down south, and they told her, hey gal, this man's in the military, you got a good job, you got other babies, you need to give her that baby so he could raise it. And my grandmother said to my grandfather, if he want a baby, he need to put, because my grandmother was there already too, if he want a baby so bad, if they want a baby so bad, he need to put his dick in her pussy and make one like we did. And she walked out.
I know the court stenographer was going crazy, like, what the fuck did I just hear?
Your maternal family line is just, they need like a generational movie like Shaka Zulu.
I need to find out more about my family. Like every story is fascinating. All right. On that note, I think it's time for us to bid the world adieu. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of The Bad Advice Show. We'll be back yet again next week. I am Gordon Baker Bone. If you enjoyed The Bad Advice Show, make sure you go on Twitter or online and use the hashtag Bad Advice Show. Let us know what you like, what you didn't like, what you laughed at, what you didn't laugh at. If you got any questions for us, use that hashtag also. And also, there's a support button on there too. If you want to be a monthly supporter, we already got 6. Thank y'all for supporting us. We're going to be getting more monthly supporters, so definitely check us out. Also, Sarome, where can they find you?
You can find me I need to change my name, but you can find me on Instagram at Metarome, MetaRome, or you can find me on Twitter at Sarome Russell. You can find me at Sarome Russell on Twitter, TikTok, and something else I forget.
All right. Look for Sarome Russell. Mel, where can they find you?
You can find me at The Melanie Dion, wherever fine Melanie Dions are sold. Also, Barrel and Flow Fest, barrelandflowfest.com. Tickets are on sale. We're still looking for collaborators, vendors. So feel free, go to barrelandflow.com, fill out an application, and we'll be getting back to you. It's going to be amazing. September 10th through the 12th this fall.
All right, guys, make sure you do that. Check us all out. Please keep supporting the podcast by listening, sharing, and telling friends about it if you enjoyed it. Thank you guys so much. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.